Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. Look, here, I've got a very simple mantra here for you. We have no boundaries. We discuss current events. We discuss whatever I like to discuss, whatever I think is going to be beneficial to you. And we connect the dots of confusion delivered by conflict media reports. There's a lot of confusion out there, especially right now after we've gone through this election cycle. That's kind of crazy, but we'll talk about how this affects your family, your business, what you can do, what you can expect. And obviously, every day I start off with the same gratitude. Thank you for joining me. And before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Christopher Bissonnette, is with us, Mass Mutual Financial Group. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call any time for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And this day before Veterans Day, now remember, don't go saying to somebody tomorrow, Happy Veterans Day. That is not appropriate. Veterans Day is a remembrance of those who have departed. So you wouldn't say happy funeral, right? It's just not the way it goes. A lot of people miss that on a regular basis. I do like to bring that up. But today we can celebrate, and here's the double celebration of the day. Today is actually the Marine Corps' birthday. Happy birthday to the Marine Corps. That could be a bit of a problem because there is a definite, well, you could probably imagine this. When you're talking about our military, our great men and women serving in the military, there is protocol for almost everything. Did you realize there's even protocol for cake cutting on the Marine birthday? Here is the protocol for cake cutting at a Marine birthday party. The cake is cut. There are two pieces cut initially. One piece is given to the oldest Marine in attendance. The other piece is given to the youngest Marine in attendance, and they do that as a symbol of exchanging education and knowledge from the old to the young. Just a little trivia for you there. Now, once you conclude with that portion of it and you have the ceremony out of the way, you can celebrate because today is National Vanilla Cupcake Day as well. So you got to throw all celebrations in, but primarily we say thank you to our men and women of the Marine Corps. Happy birthday to the men and women of the Marine Corps. And remember, you're never out of the Marine Corps. You just are active or retired. It's the way the men and women of the Marine Corps just operate.
Happy birthday.
Absolutely. So we are watching the markets for you, and you know me, I am a little bit of a outspoken conservative. I was just chuckling because it's amazing how ignorant people are, and the partisans out there, the unbelievable ignorance of partisans, and how quickly in social media, everybody gets this big old megaphone in social media. So I was watching the social media channels as the election returns came in, and as Mr. Trump got further and further ahead and the Dow futures continued to drop, they were down 800 points, 850 points, I think one time it might have been as far as it got. You started hearing some of the partisans, some of the liberals, saying my 401k is gone, my health care is gone, I'll never be able to retire, the stock market is crashing. And unbelievable, they saw, as yesterday, as you noticed, stock market was up. Now, and it's a normal occurrence because we're watching as the 10-year Treasury, I report to you on that on a regular basis, it's a 2.088 right now. That's the yield on the 10-year Treasury. Why is the 10-year Treasury yield going up? Well, it's because there's not a lot of demand for 10-year Treasury notes right now. Why is there not a lot of demand for 10-year Treasury notes? Well, because the stock market has been rallying. Since Mr. Trump was elected, the market has been going straight up. Now, we look at it on Monday. I think it closed Monday somewhere. Well, I got the wrong number of the S&P on there. But on Monday, doggone it, this thing does not want to cooperate with me today. But we were up about 150 points yesterday. We're up right now as we speak about another 150 points. Right now, the markets are moving higher. The markets understand these things are not one directional. And I've told you this. Do not expect the things to continue. The markets will always, in my years of dealing in stock markets and watching the stock markets, they always, always, always overreact. So the sound advice is, if something hasn't changed with the companies that you own, don't go getting all panicked. Now, we are seeing sectors will be affected. There are some serious changes in the sectors. And I just shared with you that the Dow Jones is up almost 160 points right now as I speak with you, up 0.85%. And it's easy to register based on a percentage, right? The Dow is up 0.85%, but the NASDAQ is down 1.21%. Wonder what's going on in the background. Now, it's the tech stocks that are really getting hammered right now. And there was some analysis that I heard, why are the tech stocks getting hammered? Well, the analysis came back saying, well, it's because they're not going to be able to use these shell corporations that they've been using. Donald Trump says that he's going to get rid of those loopholes. They were going into it at a tax rate of 12%, then parking the money in the Netherlands, putting it into two shell corporations, then bringing it back as a loan to the corporations here in America so they could bypass our crazy tax system. But Trump also says that looking at a maximum tax rate for corporations of 15%. So what's the big deal? More going on behind the scenes, and I think that maybe Mr. Bezos is not too happy about some of the commentary he made about Mr. Trump during the elections. And I'll just go out there on the limb and say that one. More people that filed first-time unemployment claims last week, 254,000. Came in lower than the estimate of 260,000. That's not too bad right there. We did see, and here's another one, overreaction in the marketplace. 30-year fixed rate loan. That was announced by Fannie Mae, their mortgage market survey today. 3.57. That is up 0.03 of a point from last week. But wait a second. Last year, same time, it was up 0.11 of a point. So do you think that's another group of people that are just worried for no reason? Don't take these overreactions too seriously. Because remember, those people, there is a reason that the founders of our country used an electoral college system instead of direct elections. Do you think it could have been? And I don't know how the founders knew this. I mean, way back when, they were so smart, hard to believe that they knew about using an electoral college system, because they probably had an inclination that people did not read their ballots and just voted based on either a letter after somebody's name or some name recognition. Because our friends in Oceanside, they elected a dead man to be their treasurer. Unbelievable.
So I know who's ass to kick.
Yeah, Mr. Ernst. Terry Ernst was elected Oceanside City Treasurer by a 6% margin over challenger Nadine Scott. The problem is Mr. Ernst died September 23rd. And they didn't have enough time to remove his name from the ballot, so the people just voted for him anyway. It's just, you can't make this stuff up.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. So maybe there was some education in the founders of the country. Just a thought right there. Maybe that's why there's some people that are still upset over the election. And you see the people that were out protesting. Hard to believe people out protesting when the man has not even done a thing yet. You can't make this stuff up, I'm telling you. And those people that are protesting, maybe they need to go to Cornell University. And I know, Mitchell, if you're listening, I know you've got a buddy at Cornell University. But they didn't have to do any testing recently, because the Cornell Daily Sun reports the students hosted a cry-in. Those people that were upset over the election, they were able to go into the quad and cry together. Isn't that amazing? And this is the education. That's one of the finest schools in the country. And they're having a cry-in because of an election. And just remember, the president is only one elected official. There are still congressmen and women. There are still senators. There is a balance of power in our country. So why in the world would you be so distraught that you have to go and cry?
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. Isn't that amazing? I mean,
oh.
Yeah, it's just, but that's our colleges nowadays. And somebody's, believe it or not, there are parents out there paying $50,000 a year for their kids to go to Cornell University and cry. Wouldn't that be, how'd you like to be that parent? I don't think that that would be too fun. I'm just saying, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current event and the financial markets. When we come back, November is long-term care month. What do you need to know about it? We're going to talk to Chris Bissonette about that. He's going to educate us. He is certified in the subject. About the truth about housing affordability, 12 credit and financial tips for the holidays, and there are 4,000 new job openings. I'm going to give you the website, where to go, where to find those 4,000 new jobs, and it might be helping move some of the celebrities out of the LA area to Canada. They said they were going to leave. I don't know what they're doing, but that's what they told us. Do you think they were honest about leaving America if Trump was elected? My bet is they were not being honest with us, but we'll find out. You can reach us anytime, our off-air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. The replay, subscribe to us right now, mbelinks.com/iTunes, mbelinks.com/iTunes. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by The area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio get the true equity position of your property. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. We'll get you the true equity position of your property. The truth about housing affordability from a purely economic perspective. It's one of the best times in American history to buy a home, according to Black Knight Financial Services in their most recent monthly mortgage monitor. Two of the report's revelations: the average U.S. home value increased by $13,500 last year. Remember, that is a national number. Here in the state of confusion, it might be a little bit more than that. But low interest rates have kept the monthly principal and interest payments needed to purchase a median-priced home almost equal to 1 year ago. Second, home affordability is favorable compared to long-term historic norms. And the report explains, even though the value of the average home in the U.S. increased by about $13,500 over the last year, thanks to declining interest rates, it actually costs almost exactly the same in principal and interest each month to purchase as it did this time last year. Continuing with the report, even taking into account the fact that affordability can vary, sometimes significantly, across the country based upon different rates of home price appreciation we're seeing, that's a pretty incredible balancing act between interest rates and home prices at the national level. Right now, it takes 20% of the median monthly income to cover monthly payments on the median-priced home. Again, that's national numbers, well below historic norms. The report warns that affordability will be dramatically impacted by an increase in mortgage rates. A half-point increase in interest rates would be equivalent to a $17,000 jump in average home price and bring that ratio to 21.5%. This increase is still below historical norms, but puts more pressure on home buyers. If you are thinking about buying a home, give me a call today. I will put you in touch with the right people to help you with the real estate transaction. I know them anywhere in the sound of my voice. I can put you in touch there. And we can also be more than happy to help you with the lending side with our partners over at Gold Star Mortgage. Give me a call. That's 800-306-1990. Put you in touch with them. And don't forget, get a copy of your home equity report, the Professional Equity Analysis Report. Text PEAR to 79564. That's the real-time real estate segment. So being that this is Long-Term Care Awareness Month, and we are getting our seminars, our senior symposiums ready for next year, and have one every single month, make sure you get on the mailing list for Ron Siegel Radio so you know exactly where we're going to be. We have a three-hour symposium to get lots of questions answered by the professionals. But Chris Bissonette is in with us today to talk. He is a certified long-term care specialist. I think that's why they just put CLTC on your card, Chris.
I think so.
makes it easier for people that are tongue twisted. He's with Mass Mutual Financial Group. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back on.
So long-term care, who's going to get long-term care? When are they going to get it, and why are they going to get it?
Well, as you get old, you need care, and you have a couple different options on that. So first off, who's going to pay for it? Let's talk about that.
Okay.
So long-term care services right now, very expensive. National median cost for home health aides, $20 an hour. The national average for daily cost is going to be $250. So people are going to be spending right now about $90,000 as far as care goes.
And that's a pretty conservative number when you start talking about $250, just because, I mean, I'm a simple guy, Chris. So when I look at the last time I checked, we had 24 hours in the day and an average of $20 an hour. That's coming closer to $500, right? And they're talking $250. There's bargains in there. And I know in the state of California, they've changed some of the laws there. So overtime rules all apply. The unions got involved in it. About a year ago, you could get a 24-hour care for like $180, $200. Mm-hmm. And now they've being that the government has gotten involved, they're here to help you. It's about $500 a day.
Yeah, obviously healthcare costs have gone up.
Crazy.
And so the real question is, as parents age, as we age, who's going to pay for the care? So you really have a couple different options. One, you have your family.
Sure.
They can pay for it. There are some government programs that'll cover it, like Medicaid or Medicare. However, they usually just provide a little bit of coverage. then you can use your savings. But the big problem there is when you're using your savings, it's really depleting sometimes all of your savings and even possible inheritance to your kids. And then the fourth option is using long-term care insurance.
When you think about the savings, I mean, I know that you're a financial planner, and I used to be in that industry when I was at Merrill Lynch years ago. And one of the things that we would talk about is, okay, we want to set a plan for our retirement, and we might want to be planning for young enough, maybe our kids and our kids' education, and maybe we want to set a plan to save for a wedding. And when I was younger, we didn't put on there care for mom and dad. And we didn't also put on there, I'll throw the next step at you and get you to respond to this. At that time, and I don't know about today, if you're talking about care for mom and dad, were you talking about mom or dad, one or two? Married? Yeah, so maybe we have four. And do we have multiple because of the divorce rates? And now are we at eight people that we have to look at care for? Are those in the models nowadays?
Yeah, I'll tell you, when you're doing planning now, families, one of the number one concern is healthcare costs, because you just, as we see, even with Obamacare going up 25%, it's just you can't predict what they're going to go up by. And it's really becoming a major, I would call it a disaster for families. And I see families time and time again almost going bankrupt because they've got to take care of mom or dad or both. And they just simply can't afford it. And then what happens is once they decide they can't take care of mom or dad, they're doing it in the house. They're the caregiver. And the number one caregiver usually is the oldest child, usually the daughter. 40% of the time, they're the caregiver. It becomes so emotionally stressful for the caregiver that they tend to have issues. And then
I'm in real trouble, Chris, because I've got three sons. So I don't have the daughter that's going to take care of 40%. So I have to fend for myself 40% of the time.
Yeah, you may have to. So really what happens is they decide to put mom or dad or both into some sort of nursing care facility, which is usually a last resort. And they kind of view it as almost like a jail. And that's not the goal. The goal would be, as mom or dad age, you're able to hire someone, such as a nurse, can come out to the home and take care of the elderly parent, and then you, as the child, is supervising care. That's the goal. However, as we talked about, it's very expensive. So either you've got to have the money to do it, or you've got to have long-term care insurance to do it.
And it's very expensive, and we're talking about it today from the financial side, the dollars and cents side of the issue. There's another issue, and I can tell you this firsthand because I did go through it, not from the financial side. It's the emotional side, the relationship between you and your loved one is going to change. And I learned this. I was actually taught it by our friend Tom Borsick, Senior Samaritans. Think about this. I mean, the way it's supposed to be, Chris, is that, you know, when we're an infant, mom and dad takes care of us. They change our diapers. They teach us how to use the bathroom. They help us walk to the bathroom. They help us learn how to put on our pants and tie our shoes and the like. It wasn't meant to be. In the later years, we're taking mom or dad to the bathroom and helping them put on their pants. Wasn't meant to be that way, right? That's a whole different paradigm. And I'm going to ask you, how many people are out there planning this early on, Chris, to get this long-term care? Because this isn't going to happen to me. It's only happens to somebody else.
Yeah, I think that's the way most Americans view it. Part of the reason why this has become such an issue is we have an aging population. You know, you look at the days of Caesar, I think the average age that people lived to was 20 years old. And so now with people living into the 80s and the 90s, just our system originally wasn't created that way. Normally people got to about 65. They lasted a couple more years and they died.
Right. Well, if you look back just as far as, I think, I don't remember the exact date. I probably should have it off the top of my head, but Social Security, when was it? When was it started? It was in the Roosevelt years, I believe. And the idea was you get Social Security at age 62, if you make it that long, and hope they at the plan at that time was you're on Social Security 1 year before you expire. Now we're living it for 30 years and it wasn't meant to sustain that way, but we're going to talk more about long-term care and making you aware. We talked a lot about the issues with it. Now we'll get around to some solutions when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Also going to chat a little bit about some credit and financial tips for the holidays. And there are 4,000 job openings right now. I'm going to tell you where they are and how you can find out all about them. 4,000 high-paying, good jobs right now. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you're going to be part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio, if I could even speak, or any time at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They're all wrong. I've been looking at them since the 90s. And as of today, almost the end of 2016, I still have not ever seen a completely accurate credit report. Never. I know when you watch that 60 Minutes thing, they told you that 20% of them are wrong. And I don't know that 60 Minutes looks as many credit reports as we do. But I can guarantee you I have never, ever seen a credit report that is completely accurate. I'm not talking about perfect scores. I'm talking about strictly accuracy. And I have seen a credit report that out of a score of 850 potential, it was an 834, and there were still at least a dozen errors on that report. A dozen errors. And what is that costing the average person? Get a hold of Credit Sanitizer. They will help you with the solution here. 12 credit and financial tips for the holidays. And I mean that we may not get to all of them, but, and if we have some time, I might even throw this to Chris because he's got a great tool for this. Might help you. Number one, set a budget. Consider spending cash. That does not mean your debit card. That does not mean your credit card. That means Benjamin Franklin and Andrew Jackson. When you spend cash, you might have an idea exactly how much is going out. And when the envelope is empty, you ain't got nothing left. Figure it out. Set gift limits. Don't fall for the idea of opening a store credit card. I know they may give you a little bit of a discount, but they want you to spend more money. Get your own credit pulled. That's why I talk to you about Credit Sanitizer all the time. Be wary of identity theft. Again, that $87 a month program also includes LifeLock. Don't max out credit cards. That will kill your credit scores. Make payments ahead of the due date to protect your credit score. And in fact, remember, make the payment before the statement closing date. That's when you're going to get the best results. Check discount codes for online shopping. I used to use an app called Red Laser. It's just run your phone. You go and scan the barcode. I did this actually at Best Buy one time. Scan the barcode, found out that I can get two of the same backpack for the exact same price as one, exact same brand, exact same price, exact same barcode. Getting it online, two of them for the price of one by simply scanning it and knowing. Now a lot of these places will match the pricing. Have a plan to pay off the debt if you go into debt, which you should not. Put some money aside for emergencies and start now for saving for next year's holidays. That is your Credit Matters. Again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. And Chris, you got a really cool tool that we talked about.
Yes. By the way, those were some great tips. So the platform that I use to kind of help with this, as I call it, financial life management, is called MX Select through eMoney. And what it allows a client to do is take their financial world and put it on one page. They can link all their accounts, their checking, credit cards, investments, et cetera. So rather than go to 10 different websites, then go to one. And by doing so, when you can see your financial world on one page, Ron, you're just able to make better decisions.
So it's one of those, it's the same old story that we talk about on Ron the Radio all the time. How do you make an educated decision from a point of ignorance? And now when you have a tool like this, if you're a client of Chris's, you can actually go over there and get this thing and learn how to use it and make sense of your world. Let's get back to talking about long-term care, being that this is long-term care awareness month. And Chris is a certified long-term care specialist with Mass Mutual Financial Group. So if you want some specialized information, now remember, all the information that we're giving you today, because we're not giving you a guidance. We want you to have information so you can call a professional like Chris and get the information that's unique and custom for your situation. Because on radio, we're giving out mass data. It's educational purposes. It's not individual guidance. So don't take this that Chris or I are saying you need long-term care. Your situation might call for it. Your situation might call for another solution. But you got to get educated on it. So that's my little compliance issue right there, Chris. So even though I don't have to worry about the compliance side.
I do.
Exactly. Exactly. So who is going to be the typical person that's going to buy long-term care?
Oh, that's a great question. Normally, someone who's interested in purchasing long-term care insurance is someone who's been directly affected by it. Well, who would that be? It's going to be someone that was a caretaker. So anybody who had to take care of an elderly parent, an elderly relative, they normally are the ones that are interested in buying the insurance because they don't want to be a burden to their kids.
Now, you deal with being that you're doing in this arena. The thing that I hear the most from seniors or people approaching seniors or people that have a senior in their life, right, is the senior wants – they want two things. They want to be independent. They don't want to have to depend on somebody else. They don't want to depend on their kids. And they want to live independently. They're worried about, is their money going to last them? So how do we deal with all of those issues or some of those issues? Is it going to be cheaper? Like if I want to get long-term care for my mom, or if I want to get long-term care for my kids, is there going to be a difference in price when we deal with something like that?
Yes, there is. And the time that I've always heard to start looking at it is when someone turns around 50.
Okay.
So somewhere around 50, they may want to start at least exploring the option of long-term care insurance. Now, most people, I would say the majority of people who apply for long-term care insurance get declined.
Really?
Yeah. And why is that? Yeah. Why is that, Ron? Well, it's because they're told they may want to look into it. Well, the reason why they were told is they went to the doctor, something was identified, and the doctor asked them, do you have long-term care insurance? You may want to try and look into it. Well, insurance companies are smart, and any visit to the doctor, they're going to see that information. So if someone's interested in getting long-term care insurance, the time to at least look at it is going to be at the age around 50, and that's the time to do it.
And contrary to popular belief and the media in many instances, insurance is not a right. Insurance is basically a company that is selling you a service. They're selling, they're for a fee, they're willing to take on a risk. Now, a risk is not something that's a certainty. So when Chris is talking about it, you went to the doctor, he told you that you have a cognitive impairment, now you're going to go get insurance. Well, that means that that's a certainty that the insurance company is going to pay out. So what you need then is a savings account, not insurance, because insurance is there to say, okay, if this happens, then you're covered, not since this happened. But I don't remember the exact definition. When I had my insurance licenses, they used to say it's basically the assignment of risk to another for a fee or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's it. All I know is insurance companies are smart.
Right.
There's a reason why you see the name of insurance companies on big buildings. And everybody has what's called an MIB. It's a medical information bureau. It's almost like your credit report for your health. You can go to MIB.com and you can order yours to see what's on there, because that's what insurance companies look at. Anytime you go visit the doctor and there's some sort of issue, you're going to pull what's called an APS, which is an attending physician statement, depending if you're applying for life insurance, disability insurance, long-term care insurance, and they're going to see it.
And are the prices based on what they see there?
Prices based on what they see, what your health is, and your age.
Interesting. So apparently the HIPAA laws don't apply to that then, or are you signing that away when you write your application?
You do sign a HIPAA form, which makes it it's private information, but you're allowing the insurance company to see that.
Got it. Okay. So there's the thought process. If you're approaching 50, if you're one of the young folks listening to us today, mom and dad are in their 50s, you might want to talk to them. Hey, mom, if you know anything about long-term,
especially if you have a history of it in the family.
There's a good point.
You know, because it is a lot of it does pass down. It is hereditary. And again, the people who are normally interested are someone who's been directly affected by it. And 70% of all Americans are going to need some sort of care before 65.
70%. That's a pretty... It's funny because insurance companies are experts when it comes to statistics. That's how they live and die based. I shouldn't say that when we're talking about long-term care, but that's how they really operate, is based on statistics. And knowing that 70% of us are going to need it, you know, you might as well. What is your plan? Think about your plan. How are you dealing with it for the future? So just think about that concept right there. Well, we want to talk about this family meeting and family life management, Chris, when we come back, though. Gotta cry and pay some bills. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Family meetings and financial life management. We'll talk about that. There are 4,000 jobs open. They just came online. I've got the website for you. If you want to know all about that, stay tuned. We'll be back and chat about that. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned because we will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. I love this program. Go to VIPHeroProgram.com. If you are one of our military, active, retired, reserve, first responders, police, law enforcement, firefighters, teachers, there are discounts from all sorts of folks that are out there for you. All you need to do is go to VIPHeroProgram.com, see if you qualify. Great, great program. Maybe there's as much as $20,000 in discounts when you're buying a home or getting a home loan right there. A lot of folks are giving discounts. The real estate people are giving you, I think, 25% of their commission they'll give you back. Think about that concept. There are 4,000 jobs available. Go to the website. I guess I should get that name for you. Greatagain.gov. Greatagain.gov. There are 4,000 job openings right now for people in the transition team for the Trump administration. Now, it's kind of interesting that they put that up there, 4,000 jobs in the transition team. And you got to remember, this is something that Trump put up. There's half the government, 25% of the government workers said that they were going to quit if Trump won? So you might have some competition in getting these jobs. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Trump's going to say, based on his ways of doing things and saving some money, maybe they'll only hire 2,000, or maybe they needed 10,000 and he's only going to hire 4,000. But there is on this website, got all the information about the presidential transition. There's the 4,000 presidential jobs, offices, agencies supporting the transition. You can actually share some ideas. If you have ideas for the here's the term. A lot of people don't have the terminology right. He's actually not the president-elect. He is the president-designate right now. If you don't know that one, just a little more trivia. He's not the president-elect until the meeting of the Electoral College, and then they will make him the president-elect. Just saying for those of you that are technicians.
Good info.
Yeah, if you're having a drink over the weekend, you might want to use that in a bar or wherever you're enjoying. Let's continue our conversation. We are speaking with Chris Bissonnette. He is a certified long-term care specialist, agency managing director, financial planner, Mass Mutual Financial Group. So there's a lot of issues that go on. You start talking about long-term care. Long-term care brings about a scary connotation that people really don't want to get involved with. And I'll just throw it right out there because I do have this conversation with many, many people. And again, in our household, having the conversation was not pleasant. It wasn't a fun subject. Family meetings, there's good family meetings, and then there are some challenging ones. But let's talk about the family meeting when we're talking about maybe either long-term care or end-of-life discussions. I look at this, and I've had a trust attorney. I'll throw this at you, Chris. One of the trust attorneys that were a guest on Ron Siegel Radio basically said that a will and a trust is actually one of the best gifts somebody can give to their heirs.
I agree.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, because who's going to get the stamp collection?
Exactly. You know, and you referenced the family meeting. Again, very, very important. And what is that? That's getting together with mom, dad, and finding out and just saying, hey, just want to make sure that our affairs are in order, that you have a will. You know, if you need a trust, do you have a trust? But more importantly for me, what I find today that is so important is a planning guide. And for example, I'm holding one now. And what it says is what loved ones need to know.
And if you were watching on ronsiegelradio.tv, you can see Chris there sharing that with you.
And basically what it is, it just allows someone to peruse through this and just write down where their stuff is, who their beneficiaries are, their personal information, their healthcare proxy, important contacts. And the example that I'll give you is, we had a family where the mom had passed, and she had a jewelry collection that they can't find. So they assume it's in a safety deposit box, but they don't have the key and they don't know what the bank is. They thought she had life insurance. They can't find that. So unfortunately, as people get older, they tend to squirrel away their stuff. That's why you see these goofy TV shows where they're opening up these storage rooms. People take their stuff, they hide it, but unfortunately, people can't find it. So it's very important for kids or family members to have a meeting to discuss planning. Where is your stuff? How do we find it? Did you create a will or a trust? And for those of you listening here in California, I know the show may go farther than that. In California, you can use what's called a holographic will.
The heck is that?
Yeah, what is that? So you can Google that one. I believe it's even on the California website, but what it is holographic means that you can hand write out a will, you sign and date it. And the reason why it almost never can be contested because it's in your own handwriting. And so you just basically write out, as Ron said, my stamp collection goes to this person. My clothes go to this person. My pictures go to this person. It's amazing how people will say, I don't have anything, I'm not worth anything, especially with families that maybe are a little disjointed. They will fight for dad's stamp collection just to upset the other siblings. So let's just avoid that. and go ahead and you can will a holographic will here in California and put in there who gets what.
So once we do that, and once we, there's a couple of different things that this brings to mind there, Chris, is number one, you've got this, that really cool book that makes us organized. And, you know, there's, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions in there that we probably don't even think about.
There is.
Right. So one of them that, that just came to my mind is I know, our wine guru, Robert Mott, he's been traveling to Hong Kong and Taiwan. I think he said in the last 3 or 4 months, he's been there 7 times. So he's got a boatload of frequent flyer miles. I don't know his pass. I mean, does anybody, obviously I don't, but where would he be putting his password for his frequent flyer account?
That's a really good point you bring up. The person who actually had presented this to me referenced that. He had 100,000 Delta miles.
Sure.
Yet, unless you've got the username password, that's going to die with him. So in this booklet allows you to do that, even put social media accounts, all your online accounts, everything. But it's all designed in that way. It's even got understanding my final wishes, my final arrangements. How do you want the funeral to go? Very, very important guide, and probably the most receptive piece I've ever used since I've been in the business for 20 years.
That sounds pretty cool. And now, obviously, I'm going to throw an unplanned question to you. Not that every question is planned, but I'll throw an interesting one to you. Do you have it on a electronic format for technical nerds like me?
Ron, I'm glad you asked. So, I do have it. It comes in electronic as well. It's like a little key fob or something you pop into your computer.
Okay.
So I have it in both versions, written as well as electronic.
Now, the key thing with the electronic one, make sure somebody knows where it is, right? I mean, and it's got to be on some sort of a medium that, you know, you don't want to have it on a DVD player if you don't have DVDs anymore. You don't want to have it on your VHS tape. Remember, I don't know, Chris, if you remember, they were doing wills a long time ago, and people were the in thing was going to do it on a video recording. Does anybody have a VHS tape anymore?
I remember seeing that in the movies, actually. I forgot the movie Scavenger Hunt.
Thanks,
I think,
buddy. Appreciate that. That was really nice. Did somebody have a mute button on the eject seat for Chris's chair right here? Oh, holy cow! That one hurt. But you know, but it is a great way of getting everything organized. I have a dear friend of mine that passed, it's about 13, 14 years ago now. And one of the things that he did, I don't know why he had it this way, but everything that was needed for his successors was in a little, one of those walking file box things. You know, so it had his insurance policies and all those. Most people aren't that organized.
No, most people today, I would say 95% of Americans are totally financially disorganized. And it kind of goes back to what we talked about before is there's just so many new accounts today. There's so much more stuff today. People are more busy than they ever have been. So people need financial life management.
So that the information that's in your book, in the electronic book and that book, do they talk to that e-money site?
They could. If you use e-money, e-money's already going to do it for you. Because e-money is an electronic platform which links all your accounts. So as long as you've shared that with someone within your family that you've got it, everything's right there.
Beautiful. So make sure you're looking at that. Make sure you take care of getting the holographic will if you don't have a will already or if you're in the process of getting a will. You know, we're at the holiday time. It's a great time of year. It's a big celebration of life. And you know, some people follow it just for the religious aspect. Some people follow Thanksgiving coming. Just remember that these things that we talk about, we don't talk about long-term care for the morbid side of it. We don't talk about the family meeting for the morbid side of it. We talk about it for the joy so people aren't going – so we can take a little bit of the nervousness, the sorrow, the worry out of life. These are all things that happen. They are all reality. I'm just sharing these things with you, and I'm trying to bring you some great guests who are the experts in it. I'm not the expert in long-term care. Chris is. If you want to meet him, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with him. He can get you the information. We've shared some questions for you. Hopefully it'll bring some thoughts, and hopefully as you listen to this program, share the program with your friends and family throughout the month and let them have this great information as well. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A very big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.